Have you guys seen any of the viral photos, memes, whatever, of the plush pierogi, the team mascot?
Ooh, no, I have not.
Mary, you watched a lot of the Olympics.
I haven't.
Wow, this is a big story.
I haven't seen it, but their speed skater today looked like he definitely eats a lot of pierogies.
Does he?
He was very muscular.
You got to fuel up with those pierogies. But the Polish the figure skating team has this plush pierogi, and they bring it all around with them. And it turns out it comes from an organization that has workshops for people with disabilities, and they make them.
Huh.
And it's just become kind of a fan favorite. But if you ever see Team Poland at the Olympics, you'll likely see a little. It looks like a little stuffed. Like a
pierogi,
like a little stuffed pierogi. I guess they're all stuffed pierogi. So, but it's become one storyline at the.
It's got a smiley face on it.
It looks like a little taco.
It's more of a pierogi, but it's got the eyes and the smiley face, and they bring it around with them. So
it looks like the sun half set over the horizon with a smiley face.
There we go. Yes.
How many different ways can we describe what a plush pierogi
right.
looks like?
It's like a stuffed animal, but a pierogi.
What do you put in a pierogi? It's a variety of stuff,
you
right.
can do the meats. I like the sauerkraut in there, John. Maybe some mushrooms. You really,
ugh.
I mean, you could put anything in it. They have cheese pierogies. They have dessert pierogies.
There's a pierogi fest across the border too, right?
I mean, most cultures have something similar, right? It's like a dumpling. It's like an empanada, kind of.
How many more can you name?
It's dough stuff with stuff. So, but the
kind of pasta, almost.
Yeah, it's
like a ravioli. Almost.
I've had one once with Italian beef and jardinera in it.
Oh man, that sounds good.
But yeah, that was my brother. Just one year started making pierogies, and he had leftover beef, and he put it in. I'm like, this is incredible. We could sell a bunch of these in Chicago. But love the pierogies. Love the team mascot for Team Poland at the Olympics.
You gonna go to Pierogi Fest this year in Whiting, Indiana?
I've never been to Pierogi Fest, John. That's just a holiday Powell family dinner. So no, I've never made it there.
It's almost Punchki Day too.
It is Tuesday. I know.
Tuesday's Punchki. Right. Punchkis are kind of similar to dough stuff.
It's like the stuff with dough. Yeah, pretty much. I like the classic original one with the cream and the chocolate icing on top.
Mm.
Central Continental Bakery, Mount Prospect, shout out.
Pierogies are they not pierogies? Punchkis, I always forget. What's the nationality out of that? I mean, it's more religious based, right?
Polish.
It's Polish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you say Pączki or Punchki?
I say Punchki. Every year it's a debate.
Yeah, it's a Lenten thing.
It's a Lenten thing.
Pre-Lenten,
you're supposed
really.
To eat a lot of them the Tuesday before Ash
My
Wednesday.
My grandparents would load up the Cadillac, the trunk, and they'd hit all the houses and drop them all off for me and my cousins on Fat Tuesday. I'd get home from school.
Aw.
Old chubby Kevin runs to the kitchen, opens the box of pierogies from Central Continental, and just goes to town.
Oh, that sounds
about
good.
A billion calories in one of those. So good.
And did you fast the next day, Kevin?
Of course, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, what about a punchki filled with pierogies?
Okay.
Like we're talking Inception here.
We're talking next level.
Yeah. Well, let's table that, Kevin. You and I will okay. offline about that because that's $1 million idea we just came up with.
That.
Yeah. No one take that.
Right.
Let's go with Mary next. Mary, what are we doing next?
Okay, so apparently Britney Spears has sold her whole catalog of songs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she sold her rights to that big, huge music catalog she has to a company, a music publisher called Primary Wave. So I guess everybody's doing this now, right?
Yeah, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
Neil Young's done it,
cash.
Bob Dylan's done it.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks has done it, Bruce Springsteen. So I guess she got about $200 million, they're saying. They're not, of course, publishing exactly.
That's a lot.
How much she got. But that's what Justin Bieber just sold his rights for.
She got as much as Biebs?
Well, they think it's about this. Well,
still.
Think of her music library. I mean, it's pretty big.
Okay. Lucky. Hit Me Baby One More Time.
I'm a Slave for You.
Toxic.
Toxic's a good one.
That's a lot.
Drew wants to chime in. What's your favorite B. Spears song?
Oh, favorite?
That's or no, okay, lucky, just add another one.
I was going to say, Oops, I Did It Again.
Oops, yeah. I Did It Again.
Oops,
boy, that brought me back to college and high school. Yeah. You guys know I had a...
oh, boy.
I had a crush
on Britney Spears?
But I had a Britney Spears picture of her in a two-piece up in my closet wall. Boy, I didn't even think it was on the closet wall, on the closet door. That's some symbolism. Uh-huh. Just to kind of like throw the parents off a little bit.
She was
bit.
Beard.
She was my beard.
Was
Britney
it the
Spears.
One with her, the snake?
No, it was yeah. not the oh, snake. Okay. No. This was just on the beach. And there was Britney. And it's so funny because it wasn't even a big poster. I didn't have the gumption to even do a poster. It was like a sticker that was like a 4x6 sticker I pasted to my closet door. And dude, I didn't really think till now about the fact that there was probably some closet aspects to it, the reason why I put it where it was. But I don't think it fooled my parents. I will say that. But there it was, me and Britney. Hit me, baby, one more time. All right, Kessler, what do you got, my friend?
Well, I think this past Super Bowl, we don't have the data on this, but I think it was the Super Bowl when everything but the football game was talked about far more than the football game.
Oh, the Janet Jackson?
No, I'm saying this past Super Bowl, oh. there was so much talk about
everything
halftime
else.
Show. Oh. Yeah, all the non
Even last year, though, the halftime
elements.
Show was yeah. kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, the data's in for the 22nd annual Puppy Bowl. The
oh.
best since 2018, pulling in 15.3 million across the platforms Animal Planet, TBS, True TV, and Max on Sunday. The news coming in from head of content for Discovery Channel, Joseph Boyle. It delivered its strongest performance in nearly a decade.
I'm kind of surprised by that because hasn't the novelty of that worn off? Do they play football, the puppies, or do they just
do puppy
they
stuff?
They just kind of run around a little yeah. makeshift football field.
Well, to give you, so 15.3 million, the Super Bowl at its peak, right around 137 million.
That's still a fair number of people tuning in to watch dogs run around.
Good number when the whole world's watching, well, all of America is watching football.
Is it at the same time as the Super Bowl?
Same time. It is pre-recorded.
Oh. Okay. Well, they what in case one of the dogs swears?
Sure.
Like, what are they afraid
you
of?
Know, swears or gets amorous.
Can't just put that on delay?
As an accident.
So they edit out all the you know, I want to see those dogs truly in their element, Bob Kessler. Now that I know that it's pre-recorded, I'm never watching that.
Really?
I watch things for the spontaneity of them,
yeah,
the authenticity.
Yeah.
That's why this is live, right?
There you go. And the Kid Rock TPUSA thing had about 5 to 6 million viewers during it, and then throw in another 19 to 21 a few days after the event.
So the Puppy Bowl, at least in its live incarnation, did better than that other than the other halftime show.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's that. Well, that's the newsroom soundcheck, everybody. 312-981-7200 to join in about anything you want to join in for. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll check in with Leland. Oh, and then I want to talk with our copyright lawyer, not NextStars or WGN, just the one I always have on, about copyright problems plaguing the figure skaters at the Olympics. We'll do all that after this.